This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump wants to increase security between the U.S. and Mexico with a wall, and he said yesterday 5,000 more Border Patrol agents. At the same time, some of the towns and cities actually on that border want to increase ties with their neighbors, meaning Mexico. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams reports from the border.
This airport terminal in San Diego is a bit unusual. It starts in the U.S., but then, after security, walk along a bright purple bridge and you're in an airport in Tijuana, Mexico. This bridge is an example of just how badly the cities of San Diego and Tijuana want to boost cross-border business and tourism. I meet Joe Terzi of the San Diego Tourism Authority at the bridge's opening ceremony.
You know, we think about San Diego in a certain way. Tijuana and Baja think about their economies. But now, we really consider it a mega region.
So while people elsewhere in the country are focused on the politics of the border, many people here are focused on the business of the border. Cars and trucks crawl through border traffic on their way into San Diego from Tijuana, but I meet Hector Garcia moving at a brisk pace towards the pedestrian crossing.
Mucho mejor en Estados Unidos que acá.
He's on his way to work and says it's much better to work in the U.S. compared to Mexico. Garcia has a factory job doing quality control and says the conditions, hours, and pay are better on the San Diego side. But
I work for a Mexican company, but the Mexican company has workers over there, and I have my salary in pesos.
He makes 2,000 pesos a week, a little over $100. That's more than he would make at home in Tijuana, but less than he would make if he worked for an American company. Other commuters I meet have higher-paying jobs in San Diego, but live in Tijuana because it's cheaper. Andrew Seeley of the Mexico Institute at the Wilson Center says people who live near the border think differently about it.
They make choices about where they're going to shop on a given day, where they're going to live, where they're going to work, based on what's best for their livelihood, and they think about both sides of the border as an option.
And businesses do the same thing. I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.